All right, guys, welcome back to the KyoCast. This week we have a new topic that we will try to stay on topic for.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's not going to really happen. all right, this week's topic is our top 10 favorite Dragon Ball Z movies, and we are not including anything from GT or from Dragon Ball. GT only had like one movie anyways, I think.
Not good.
No. So,
well, no, it's not really our top 10 so much as each of our top 5.
Yeah, our top 5s each.
From what I can see, there's a lot of overlaps, so it'd be like our top 6, 7 movies.
Yeah, so the thing is, like, we don't want this to end up being a half an hour podcast. I mean, we'll probably get there eventually. Last one was like 22 minutes, so.
Every episode, we're getting a little closer.
Just a little bit. So, yeah, we'll do our top 5 each, and we hope that you guys enjoy it. I think they're pretty different enough, and we both have our own reasons. Mm-hmm. So how this is going to work is Jeff's going to say his, I'll say mine, and then we'll talk about the two of them and why we like them. Yeah. And then if you guys have your favorites, please give us your favorite top fives or top tens if you want in the comments below. Or, you know, just you can always email us. We're going to probably do some kind of an email thing eventually. So
yeah, whatever. So whatever keeps the discussion going.
Yeah, if we do it, if we have a Twitter by now, which I have no idea if we do. Yeah, we'll probably do that.
It's pretty clear we like to talk about Dragon Ball Z, so.
Yeah, no, it's really fun. We're huge fans, so. Alrighty, so we'll start off with, Jeff's number five.
Alright, my number five is the, what is it? Broly the Legendary Super Saiyan.
I don't know, you tell me what it is.
I don't know what the movie's called. I like the Broly movie. Not so much for Broly. I just love the concept that, you know, everybody became a Super Saiyan. But it wasn't the Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
And Broly is just a power monster. It's what the Super Saiyan was supposed to be. He is just a vicious murder machine, which is what the Saiyans were.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it just fits so well. Aside from the fact that Broly's motivation is dumb as shit.
Yeah.
I don't like his motivation.
Yeah, no, it's not great.
Pardon me language, but jeez.
I think one of the best moments of that movie is when Vegeta goes up against Broly, and he's just like, he knows he can't beat him. And he's just like, I can't do it.
That's one thing I like about Vegeta in the movies. Just tangent off
Vegeta. Yeah! Another time!
But no, Vegeta's the one character who's like, I can't do it, but I have to anyway.
Yeah.
He's just Krillin that's stronger.
Yeah.
And cooler.
So, yeah. Broly number five for Jeff. That's pretty good. My number five is the most recent movie, which is Resurrection of F. A lot of you probably be like, really? It's like, yeah.
That was my reaction.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I mean, the main reason I liked Resurrection of F was, okay, Battle of Gods, when it came back, I was like, whoa, this is so cool, right? And you're hot off the heels, and you're like, I wonder what's going to happen. You know, I wonder what it's going to be all about. And I was excited to see Frieza back, you know, obviously again. I mean,
oh, yeah, so was I. That was a big thing, right?
It's a property they keep reusing, and it works. So, I mean, and...
I say the kids should call it Golden Frieza.
Yeah. And I mean, just the amount of content that was coming out. Like, the only thing I didn't like
was the amount of cut content in the movie.
No, not even that. I hated how much stuff was spoiled at the beginning. Like, that's why it's number five on my list. And to be honest, there's not a lot of other movies aside from maybe Battle of Gods I would put up here. But they spoiled so much of the movie. Like, if you were on like any of the websites, and they were just like, "Hey, look, it's Golden Frieza. Hey, look, it's Super Saiyan, you know, God Super Saiyan or Super Saiyan Blue," and you're like, okay, so by the time you end up watching the movie, you're like, what's really...
But it was leaked so much to hype Super. You can tell why so much of the movie just didn't... There was parts just out of the movie.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like, missing scenes. And it was because of Super, which is funny, because the scenes were not put into the show anyway. But
yeah.
I
mainly put Resurrection of F on my list because we had a show... I'm sure everybody's noticed that there's showings of Battle of Gods and there were showings of Resurrection of F. Me and Jeff actually went... It was great. We had a great time.
I missed
and,
the one for Battle of Gods, though, unfortunately.
Yeah. And, I mean, I went to Battle of Gods just on my own night because I was like, oh, my God, it's playing? No way. And I had to go get it. But, it was more of, like, an emotional thing. It was a good time. And mm-hmm. it was cool to watch, like, a you know, an old buddy and watch an old show or an old movie about, you know, a character we both liked.
I have a Resurrection of F poster in my living room.
Yeah, we both bought the same poster.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was really cool. So, yeah, number five, Resurrection of F. I can definitely see why, you know, you guys can be like, it's not that good. I can kind of agree with you, but, I mean, it had it basically parlayed a bit into Super, really. I mean, and that was, I think, what its purpose was. And if that's its purpose, it gets a number five. So.
All right, big shocker for my number four, actually, if you've listened to the other two podcasts. My number four is History of Trunks. Now, everyone's like, oh, I thought you hate Trunks, and I do. But the History of Trunks is awesome. Like... It just shows the post-apocalyptic android world and why he's such a whiny baby.
Yeah.
Because everybody was killed except Goku. He died. He got sick. But, I don't know. I just like seeing, except for the fact that, you know, Gohan's trying to train him and he has to be a baby and gets Gohan killed. And then he goes Super Saiyan, which is cool.
Good old Trunks.
I'm starting to regret my decision having the movie up here. But no, basically, I guess it's just the transformation scene, and it spurs him to go back in time. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my number four.
It also has kind of a very, I don't know, like Akira kind of feelish. Yeah. To it. Not like a lot, but
did Disturbed do the soundtrack for that?
Oh, probably. Oh shit! I forgot a movie. Oh man, my number five should have been probably the Revenge of probably Cooler's. What is it? Return of Cooler? What was the first one?
Yeah.
Return of Cooler's
Revenge.
Is that Cooler's Revenge? Yeah, okay.
I'd hope so.
That should have been my number five. Yeah, yes, whatever. All right, so my number four is Wrath of the Dragon. Wrath of the Dragon, I thought was a pretty cool movie.
It was pretty cool.
I mean, it introduced Tapion. I thought that was really cool. It had more of a bit of a plot to it than most of the other ones. It felt kind of more like a more fleshed out movie in a way, because they were trying to do something. They were actually trying to contain Rutagern. And yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And I like that, you know, Tapion had a purpose. You know, he was trying to bring back his brother and stuff like that. And, you know, Trunks, I thought, always Trunks, man. It's always about Trunks.
I hate Trunks.
Trunks really was in this, and he was like, you know, he was trying to be friends with Tapion, and I thought it was really cool. And it was cool seeing Goku do the Dragon Fist?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dragon Fist.
That spirit bomb's fading.
Yeah, and I mean, some of the scenes were pretty cool where you see, I think it was Gohan goes and he goes like Super Saiyan and like all the stuff around him shatters, and the stuff with Vegeta is pretty cool too. It's a pretty good movie.
But you destroyed my house.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. And then at the end, obviously, when Tapion gives Trunks the sword,
you're like, what?
Yeah, you're like, well, how does that work? And it's like, whatever. So I thought that was really cool, and I just like Tapion, and I thought it was really cool. So, yep, that's number four. What you got for number three there?
My number three is another one of those short things. It's Bardock, Father of Goku, because I like Saiyans. Like, I like the whole concept that they were just assholes hired by Frieza to kill people.
Yeah, it was cool.
And I liked how Goku's father, you got the super nice, like, hero dude, his father was just a piece of crap.
Yep.
He was just, you know, a killer. His friends were killers. He hated Goku because he had a power level of 1. It's just all that. And then it just shows him trying to save his people. But since they're all dumb killers too, nobody believes him. And then Frieza wipes them out. And that's what happens. And it's just great. It's just lore. That's all it is. It's amazing.
Yep. No, that was a pretty good movie, honestly. Yeah. And you know, it was, I think, one of the first ones that came out in Canada, US, that was like, whoa, this is so, you know, it really made an impact on the series.
It was so dark, too, right?
And it came out at a good time during the Frieza saga. Everybody's like, whoa, this
pays it. Yeah, it came out like 5 episodes before it showed, like, Goku up against Frieza with the flashback.
Which was cool.
That was a cool addition to the anime, where Frieza's like, oh, he reminds me of somebody.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, it's a good number three, actually. My number three is one we've already gone over. It's the history of Trunks. I was going to say the Bardock Father Goku as well, but I've seen that so many times I got so tired of it. History of Trunks was good. I can't really say much more about it. I just thought I really liked the style. It had kind of a bit of more... it was like a darker movie, I felt.
Yeah.
And it kind of did... It was kind of more of like a... Not a documentary. What am I trying to say here? It was just more like, yeah, like... This is the world. This is like another. It's like another side of the world that you never would have seen. It was kind of like another
war.
Story.
Yeah,
it was like
it's
a war.
An alternate universe.
Yeah.
That's
what
it is.
Yeah, it's a war-torn kind of world, and I was like, that's really cool. And the scene where Trunks—I still remember it actually pretty vividly—where Trunks is like, you know, angry, and he's like smacking the ground, and it's like raining,
and
he's just
Park starts playing. And
that's
like,
probably
yeah.
why I liked it. Yeah, that's probably why I liked it. Yeah. But was it Linkin Park in that?
No, not
I was like,
actual
wow!
movie.
Yeah, okay.
Just in everyone else's interpretation.
Oh, we should do a top 10 Dragon Ball Z AMVs from Linkin Park. There you go. Right. But yeah, so History of Trunks, it's a pretty good movie. And I mean, it was on Canadian television for us as well. So I caught it. I was like, this is cool.
We had our own intro, and then you knew it was a special one when the American one started.
Yeah.
Because both Bardock and History of Trunks had the American intro.
Ours was so bad. It's like, Dragon Ball.
Still beats Rock the
Dragon
Ball
Z.
I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, man, you're going to make a lot of American fans angry.
I don't care. not better Canadian than, fans will rally with me.
It's not better than Dan Dan, I'll tell you that. One thing GT had was the best sound.
That was
the best
opening. No, that was Canadian intro.
The American Dan Dan?
Yeah, we had a remix of that. It was
it's okay.
Gotta find them all, and then you had the American one.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. You got the worst opening for GT. Stupid to the Grand Tour, Grand Tour.
Awful.
Okay, yeah, okay. You keep that. We don't want that. We'll keep our ocean dub.
But the joke's on everyone because it was GT.
Yeah. Alright, so what's your number two?
My number two is Fusion Reborn. You got Gogeta, who was awesome. Janemba was sick. Like, you had his sort of Majin Buu-y form, but the whole hell thing changing. He had Pecan, which was pretty cool. I don't know, it was just cool, because Janemba was like Buu, but he was better. He was more of a threat, in a way, just because he, you know, shot ki blasts out of his 30 nipples and whatever. And then when he turned into, like, Red Janemba, like, his teleporty demon form, I don't know, he's really cool.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool character.
And, you know, Gogeta was just amazing.
Yeah.
Super tough. Seeing Vegeta go to hell, though, at the end was also really cool.
Yeah.
When he's like, no, I'm done. I'm going to hell.
Yeah, that was really cool.
All right, so you're number two.
So my number two is one that Jeff put at number five, which is Broly the Legendary Super Saiyan.
I'm sorry, all your top movies are on my list.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we have a lot of similarities, so it's fine. But no, I really enjoyed the Broly movie. I think the Broly movie is the first one is the most iconic. It doesn't hit my number one because I'm a hipster like that. No,
it's the only one without Kid Trunks, so it's good.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was just... Broly was a really good movie in a lot of ways. I liked that the whole crew tried to take him down. Or the Z Warriors, as you should say. they all tried to take him down. And I really liked how, you know, you could tell they were all at their best. They're like, oh, we can't take down Broly. We can't take down Broly. And at the end, I didn't even know how they beat Broly, to be honest. I was just
They all gave their power
to Goku. Yeah, they all gave their power to Goku, and Goku punched him really hard where he got stabbed.
And then he ended up in a Saiyan pod somehow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then even though he went, like, blown away, and I'm like, yeah. I've never seen that happen before with a punch, so you know?
Yeah.
But, no, Broly's design is great. I mean, everything about Broly was a great character. I hated the whole Kakarot. It's like, why not Vegeta? Why not Vegeta again? But Vegeta's father was the one that got him pretty much killed, and he almost killed Paragus.
What doesn't make sense is how he remembers Goku's name when he was still a baby. Goku was sent off as a baby.
I don't know.
So did what? Did he grow up in, like, a toddler and ask his dad, I remember when I was a baby, this other baby just kept crying. What was his name?
Like, Kakarot.
Could Broly even talk that much?
I remember Broly talked a bit. And that's the main reason it's not my number one movie, is that Broly was kind of... Well, my number one is it's kind of the same, but Broly's not very coherent. He's just like, Kakarot, Kakarot, you're like, oh my god, really?
The question about Broly is he's Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah. Is he Super Saiyan 2?
That's what I want to know, because I was watching
No, I think
clips,
he's just I think he's a Super
and
Saiyan.
And you see him get his green aura, and his hair changes once.
No, I think he's just a Super Saiyan.
His super buff sort of Dio looking form.
Yeah. No, I think he's just a Super Saiyan. And I mean, his attacks were cool. His little orbs, those were unique.
Oh, the way his energy went. Pew,
yeah,
it was awesome.
The little green orbs, those were really cool.
Yeah.
And if you guys ever play the fighting games like the DBZ Budokais or Tenkaichis,
he was really cool. And I think it was Raging Blast.
Oh,
but it was based on Budokai, but had the more cel shady.
Oh, what was that one called? Yeah, the one for PS3 that we actually played, and we're like, yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, but they only had like five characters in it, and it wasn't that good.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's a good one, guys. You forget it. Anyways, number one for Jeff.
Battle of Gods. Beerus is probably one of my favorite villains. I loved how Dragon Ball, the movie, felt. Like, the writing was spot on.
It was
Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, like, perfect. The art styles was good. The fights were great.
Don't forget to mention that it was the first time Dragon Ball Z had a movie that was, like...
In the theaters?
Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
And it was just like, whoa!
And the cut content, like, the extra scenes that you didn't... I think it might have been in theaters, I don't know. But
this was a big deal when it came out.
Yeah. No, but there's extra scenes where, you know, Beerus is off to Earth, and he asks Whis, like... How long is it going to take us to fly there? And Whis is like, you know, 23 minutes. And he's like, oh, this is as long as an anime episode, you know? Just poking fun at the series while at the same time, you know, just hitting every nail on the head. And I just... Okay. Beerus versus Super Saiyan 3 Goku is my favorite fight in the entire series. Because, yeah, it is.
What?
Because Goku's like, no! And Beerus is like, dead.
And it's he's a terrible fight, and that's your favorite fight. It's
an awesome fight in the movie.
Ends in like 2 seconds.
I know, exactly. I don't know. It just got me so hyped.
That's another. We got to do top 10 fights.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's just, you know, with Vegeta, like, my Bulma, now I'm stronger than Goku. Like, I don't know. The whole thing was great.
The movie was really good. I feel like they had, I mean, like, okay. The reason I was going to put it at number, like, I was put it pretty high, too, but it's not on my list. But I liked how they kind of, I remember they teased it back. I think it was in March of 2012, I think. And I was like, all I remember seeing is that Goku's just, like, he was kind of three-dimensional. It was like a three-dimensional background. And then he just had his hand, like, on a rock, on some, like, rock in the middle of nowhere. And then he just stands up. And it's just, like, a new Dragon Ball movie. I was like, no way. And I was like, this is crazy, right? And I thought that was, I thought that alone is fantastic. So I can understand why it's your number one spot.
The only problem with that movie is every time I watch it, I'm like, man, I really want sushi now.
I don't know. I felt, you know what? You kind of described it perfectly when you just said that, because the whole movie felt like it was all about food. And it was just like, the whole thing was like food.
What? Beerus is my favorite character. If I was a god of destruction, I would just go everywhere and eat.
You know why I liked Resurrection of Frieza better?
Why?
There was less food stuff. Less stupidity. Okay, there's a lot of stupidity in number one.
I'm Golden Frieza.
Okay, that's stupid. But yeah, let's just call this one Golden Frieza.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, whatever. But there was less food. There was no Pilaf and his gang. No less
that
Trunks.
Was good.
Okay.
That was also good.
I mean, the Vegeta thing, I don't like seeing Vegeta act like an idiot because he's... I don't think that's his character. They've changed him way too much. God damn, let's stop talking about Vegeta.
we have to do an entire episode of Vegeta.
It just didn't feel normal. It just, I don't know. It really, I don't know. So, but no, I can see, no, it definitely deserves a spot at number one.
It's not up to you. It's my list.
I know. I'm just saying it's, you know, it's... I don't know.
I think between the story, how they nailed every character, the animation, it's
just as a reintroduction to the series, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
It's no Bio Broly, but it's pretty good.
And speaking of number one, my number one is Bio Broly. My number one is another one that Jeff's already gone through. Man, you got how many of these? You got three of the five that I've already put up here. My number one is Fusion Reborn. I like Fusion Reborn a lot because Janemba is probably one of the coolest villains in the entire series. I mean, he doesn't say much, but
even his origin is pretty cool. It's like all the evil stolen from the souls that go to hell or whatever. It's,
and his transformation was pretty cool, and I liked when he was huge and, like, you know, Goku was fighting his Super Saiyan 3 and he was like, I can't do shit, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I loved his techniques, you know, like how he was able to make portals and the whole thing with Gogeta and that, like, you know, kind of like the universe galaxy
ball.
Oh, that was great. It was cool to see, you know, all of hell open up and they were fighting all these different people.
Hitler.
Yeah, that was funny. That's funny.
Frieza comes back.
Yeah, so, I mean, Fusion Reborn was great. And I remember specifically, it's kind of more of like a sentimental thing because I remember getting it when I was, I think it was like 13, 2002 or something. It was just about when Dragon Ball Z just ended. It was a year after Dragon Ball Z ended. Bought the DVD and I was like, you know, this is cool. It was a great movie. We watched it like 5 times. It's one of the, yeah. But mainly, no, it was just because Janemba is such a great, in my opinion, character design. And Gogeta was just really like a big milestone for the series. I would say as big a milestone as pretty much Broly. So.
What?
He was huge.
That's true. Broly was pretty big. He's
Broly's the main, dude, when you think Dragon Ball Z movies, what do you think? Broly.
It's true. He's the most one-dimensional character. And how they beat him is stupid.
Yeah, he's one-dimensional. He's so totally one-dimensional.
He's the icon of Dragon Ball.
Yeah, it's because it's like he's so powerful. And yet,
Beerus is better.
Well, I don't know. I mean...
I just like, you know...
I wish, you know what, it would have been cool if Beerus was the god of destruction. I'm not Beerus. Broly was the god of destruction.
See, I like Beerus as the god of destruction because he destroys on a whim. He's not evil. He's not like, I'm going to rule the universe. Bam, bam, bam. He's like, if I don't like it, I'll destroy it. There's more chaos.
Hold on, we're going to pause it here for a second because someone coming home.
Now.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll see you guys in the next one. Don't forget to comment, rate, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next episode of KaioCast. Thanks,
guys. Bye.